The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 16th of May, 2008. It was on this day in 1717, Voltaire was imprisoned in the Bastille for insulting the Duke of Orléans. He was in prison for 11 months for that offense, spent the rest of his life in and out of exile, speaking out against political and religious repression in France. It was on this day in 1868, President Andrew Johnson was acquitted in his impeachment trial by only one vote. The trial took place during Reconstruction. Republicans were infuriated at President Johnson because he readmitted Southern states to the Union without the sort of punishment the Republicans expected. Johnson had refused to punish Southern politicians for participating in secession. There was a great uproar and a great to-do, and the final vote came down to one person, Senator Edmund G. Ross, who didn't particularly care for Johnson, but who felt that a conviction would damage the office of the presidency. Still hadn't decided what to do on the day of the vote, but when he was finally called, he stood up and voted not guilty. It's the birthday of the poet Adrian Rich, born in Baltimore in 1929. Her first collection of poems, A Change of World, many others have followed, Diving into the Wreck, The Dream of a Common Language among them. It's the birthday of Studs Terkel, born in the Bronx, New York, 1912, moved to Chicago when he was a boy, the man who perfected the oral history as a literary form. He started interviewing ordinary people in the 1960s for a book that came out in 1967 called Division Street, and went on to publish a whole series of them, Working in 1974, The Good War, 1984, Race, 1991, Will the Circle Be Unbroken in 2001? Hope Dies Last came out in 2003. Studs Terkel, who said, "Curiosity never killed this cat." And it was on this day in 1763 that James Boswell first met Samuel Johnson. Boswell was 23. He was bumming around London, going to brothels and parties, wasting his life, wanted to be a writer, didn't know what to write about other than himself. His great hero was the scholar and writer Samuel Johnson. And on this day, 1763, they met in a bookshop. Boswell was very nervous. He knew that Johnson did not care for Scots. Boswell was a Scot. They got into an argument. The meeting ended poorly. But they met again a few weeks later, and they became close friends. And Boswell began to write down everything that Johnson did and said when he, Boswell, was around to see or hear it, which sometimes irritated Dr. Johnson, who once said to Boswell, "You have but two topics, yourself and me, and I'm sick of both." But Boswell's biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, came out in 1791. It became a bestseller. It became more popular than all of Samuel Johnson's writings themselves. And still today, the biography is more interesting to us than the books that Johnson wrote. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, entitled Home Place. Awake while you sleep, I tie and untie the strings of what went wrong. The farm auctioned, my father buried in Minnesota, you and I alone in a rented room. I remember my father, when I was six, pushing open a gate on the farm road, stirring the dust of August, the locusts sizzling in the grass, a hum of dragonflies hanging sleepy above us. A poem by Joe McDougall, Home Place, from Towns Facing Railroads, published by the University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.